Welcome to Dodgers Daily. I'm Casey Porter. I'm so glad you decided to tune in. We have a great show for you today. Today's topic is the left-handed pitching in the Dodgers organization that will be available for 2023. Do the Dodgers have enough? We're going to cover all the guys that are on the 40-man, plus a couple of guys that, you know, maybe could be added down the road or that are at least available. So we're going to talk about whether the Dodgers have enough left-handed pitching for 2023 going into next season. So that's today's show. But before we dive into that too much, if you like this video, just a reminder, if you like this kind of content, click that like button, leave a comment, tell all your friends about Dodgers Daily, and share this video so Dodgers Daily can keep growing and we can keep providing you content like this in the future. Okay, who are the left-handers in the Dodgers organization that the Dodgers will lean on for 2023? Clayton Kershaw has not officially re-signed yet. The rumors are that people are pretty much confident that he is coming back for next year, but he is not officially on the 40-man roster yet. So that leaves Julio Urias. He is the only left-handed starter that is left on the Dodgers 40-man roster now that Tyler Anderson, Andrew Heaney were let go. So let's talk. We've seen Julio Urias and we've seen Clayton Kershaw quite a bit. I don't think you need me to go over their games and what they're like. I think you've probably seen them enough. So let's talk about all of the other guys in the organization, all the other left-handed pitchers that are available for the Dodgers in 2023. Okay, so who are the left-handers in 2023 that are not named Julio Urias or Clayton Kershaw? The first guy that you have to start with was one of the best pitchers, whether it be left-handed or right-handed, in all of Major League Baseball last year, Alex Vesia. He was just so fantastic. The Dodgers so many times would bring him in front of and or behind Evan Phillips. And those two back-to-back were just absolute lights-out dynamite in 2023. As a matter of fact, he had a 2.15 ERA for 2022 last year. And in the playoffs, he did not give up a run in his 2.2 innings. So Alex Vesia, absolutely no doubt about it, top-shelf reliever for both lefties and righties. He is not just a left-handed specialist. He is very good against both left-handers and right-handers, which is why he was able to have such great numbers. As a matter of fact, his whip was just 1.12. His average against was 187, and his strikeout to walk ratio was above 3-1. So when you look at the type of year that Alex Vesia had, he was certainly one of the best pitchers, relief pitchers in the game. And so, you know, the Dodgers will lean heavily on him in 2023. Vesia, what type of stuff does he have? He features a four-seam fastball that sits around 94. He has a slider that's 85 and a changeup also that's 85. So the couple of things that really make him effective, one is that he's able to get lefties and righties out. Of course, he's better against left-handers, being a left-handed pitcher, but he is still good against righties. Now, why is that? For one, pitchers always try to have a 10-mile-an-hour difference between their fastball and their off-speed. When you look at the slider and the changeup, they are 9 to 10 miles an hour off this fastball, which is absolutely a perfect speed differential because it's enough of a differential to throw the hitter's timing off, but it's not so slow that the hitter can actually, you know, regroup and still make contact. So it still has enough velocity. It's not so far of a difference to where if a hitter's timing is off, that hitter is not going to have time to kind of regroup and still make hard contact. So that 10 mile an hour difference is very good. And then also the other thing about that is he has every shape. So when you look at his slider being left-handed, it takes that right turn, and then his changeup takes that left turn. So you always want the ball moving away from the hitter. And so whenever he's facing lefties, he throws that sweeping slider that breaks away from lefties. When he's facing righties, he likes to throw that changeup that will take that left turn with that fade and tumble that moves away from right-handers. So if you have the ability to throw both a slider and a changeup, you have the ability to move the ball away from the barrel and away from the hitter, regardless of whether they're right-handed or left-handed. Alex Vesia is able to do that. He's also able to do that with a 10-mile-an-hour difference between his four-seam fastball and his off-speed, and then he also throws strikes. So those are the reasons, in my opinion, why Alex Vesia was so wildly successful last year. Against lefties, his average against was just 130. His whip was a minuscule 0.84. So he was, like I said, very dominant against left-handed hitters. But like I said, he's more than just a lefty specialist. His average against right-handers was just 217. So again, although he is dominant against lefties, he's also very good against righties. So Alex Vesia, he is a top shelf reliever, especially from the left side. Guys like that don't fall off a tree. So you can bet that the Dodgers will lean heavily on him in 2023. Okay, the next guy I want to talk about is a young man out of Petaluma, California, Justin Brule, 25-year-old. We saw a little bit about him. Kind of an interesting situation with him and both him and Caleb Ferguson. Brule was good with Los Angeles last year in his opportunities, and actually his ERA with LA was better than his ERA in AAA, Oklahoma City, which you wouldn't think that to be the case, but the reason why that is whenever you're pitching with Los Angeles, the Dodgers are looking for all the best matchups for Justin Brule and a guy like Caleb Ferguson. So he's always pitching in a plus matchup with LA, which in AAA Oklahoma City, you're just trying to get innings. It's not necessarily about does he match up well against the next three guys that are coming up for the other team. You're just throwing just to get innings, to throw your stuff, just to get it on record. So, you know, the matchups aren't always as good at the AAA level as they are at the major league level because, again, you're trying to eat innings and you're trying to get experience and get innings under your belt versus at the major league level, you're trying to win a game. So it's all about the matchups. So you tend to pitch against better matchups at the major league level than you do the AAA level. So that's, you know, that's not something that, although it kind of looks weird on the surface, that's easily explained. So let's talk about Justin Brule a little bit. In 2022, he logged 23.2 innings in Los Angeles. He had a 3.80 ERA. And like I said, he had a better ERA with Los Angeles than he did at AAA Oklahoma City. He has a cutter, Justin Brule does. His cutter he throws about 65% of the time, which is pretty heavy. So he likes throwing that cutter that it's almost like what the old-fashioned in the 80s, what we used to call a slider. It doesn't have necessarily depth, but it has a lot of east and west movement to it. So it just breaks away from the left-handed hitter's barrels. So he throws that cutter 65% of the time, which when you look at pitch mixes and the amount of times that the guys throw their most dominant pitches, 65% of the time is quite a bit. So he relies on that cutter quite a bit. His cutter sits at 86. He also throws a sinker, which is basically a two-seam fastball, at 89. So he's either sinking the ball and getting depth with that sinker, or he's getting more east and west movement with his cutter at 86. You know, so his cutter's 86, his sinker is 89, and then he has the sweeping slider that's really his off-speed pitch that he throws in the high 70s. So he's able to throw that sinker that gets some depth to it. He's able to throw that cutter that gets a lot of east and west, and he's able to throw that slider that kind of gets the best of all worlds. That is 10 to 12 miles an hour off of that. So it's a good pitch mix for him. It's a situation. He doesn't have a changeup, so you would assume that he's going to be left-handed dominant in terms of his splits and where he profiles the best in terms of matchups that the Dodgers would put him in. And like I said, last year with LA, he showed well during his time with Los Angeles and showing his ability to get left-handers out at a good rate. So I would assume that he will get more major league innings in 2023. I would think he would be one of the left-handers that the Dodgers would go to out of the pen, and that he would spend more time with Los Angeles in 2023 and play a bigger role. So let's talk about another guy, very talented guy, Fergie, Caleb Ferguson, very talented left-handed pitcher that fought injury last year in 2022. He's a 26-year-old left-hander out of Jefferson, Ohio. He was drafted in the 38th round. You know, if you follow Dodgers Daily much at all, you know that I absolutely love these stories of guys being drafted low, really working, and then working their ways up to a situation like Caleb Ferguson. And like I said, just like Justin Brule, he actually had a better ERA with Los Angeles in his short amount of innings that he had up with the big club than he did in AAA Oklahoma City. He logged his 34.2 innings with Los Angeles this last year. That, you know, in 2022, partly due, like I said, because of his injury. In his 34.2 innings with Los Angeles, his ERA, check this out, Ferguson, was 1.82. So like I said, he made the most of his opportunities when he was up with Los Angeles, plus some. He is very good with an ERA of 1.82. His whip was just 1.15, which is good. And his strikeout to walk ratio was above 2-1, which you never want it to go below 2-1. So strikeout to walk ratio was good. His ERA was very, very good. His whip was good in his 34.2 innings that he got in Los Angeles at the major league level. And like I said, that actually, his ERA was better. And you can assume because, again, like Justin Brule, he was given better matchups to face at the major league level, whereas at the AAA level, you're just bringing guys in not based off necessarily the other team's lineup, based off, is it your night to throw? Do you need innings to throw that night? So you're not necessarily getting the best of matchups. You're just getting innings in based off of whether it is your time to throw and whether you need to throw innings that night. Ferguson, now check this out. When you talk about the style of pitcher he is, in the past, he has shown as many as 6 different pitches, four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, cutter, changeup, and then I think I said slider earlier, but also the sinker. So he has shown 6 different pitches in the past, but this last year in 2022, I don't know if it was because of injury or whatever, just limited amount of innings at the major league level. At the major league level, he only threw his fastball and curveball. His four-seam was 95 miles an hour. It hit 97 at times. And what I like about him, you can see in the big moments, whenever the adrenaline kicks in, he's able to ride that momentum of the big moments, reach down and get a little bit extra. So although he sits 95 in the big moments, he can hit 97 and become an even better pitcher in the big moments. I really like that aspect of him. So like I said, he pairs that four seam. And, you know, like he showed 6 pitches in the past, but he only threw that four seam. And then also his curveball last year, that was 78 miles an hour. So we're talking about another big split. I would imagine if he logs more innings in 2023, I think you would probably have to add a slider or something that has a velocity difference that's not quite as big as 94 and 78. So if you can throw, say, a 94 mile an hour fastball and then say an 87 mile an hour slider, and then also pair that with the curveball, I think that's probably the velocity difference you're looking for. So although he threw 2 pitches in 2022, I would not be surprised if he dug back into his bag and added another pitch that could get him somewhere in the mid to high 80s to offset that big differential between 94 and 78. I don't have any inside information on that, but that would be my guess if he logs more innings at the major league level. So Caleb Ferguson, very, very talented. Hopefully he's able to stay away from injury in 2023 and have a very good year and be a pitcher that the Dodgers can lean on. Okay, another guy that fought injury all of 2022 and a guy that has shown to be very effective when he's healthy at the major league level is Victor Gonzalez. And Victor Gonzalez, he logged some innings in AAA Oklahoma City in September. As a matter of fact, he had a full September, so he ended 2022, I'm assuming, healthy. I do think he was available to be on the postseason roster, but was not put on it for the simple fact that he just had not pitched enough in 2022. Gonzalez is a 27-year-old out of Mexico, and he made his major league debut in 2022. He's been anywhere from really, really good at the major league level to just good. In 2020, the year that he made his debut, he was really good. His ERA was 1.33, and then in 2021, not quite as good as that, but still good. His ERA was 3.57. So he had a lot of momentum coming into this year. Disappointing that he spent all of last year injured and then made it back there a little bit there in September to finish at the AAA level. So he only logged 12.2 innings total. All 12.2 innings came last year with AAA Oklahoma City. Gonzalez is a two-pitch pitcher, and he has a good speed differential. So I think he is a guy that can stay with a two-pitch mix, which should allow him to be a little bit bigger and better of a strike thrower because, you know, anytime you eliminate the amount of pitches, you're able to concentrate on the pitches you do have and make those better. So I would assume you could rely on him being a good strike thrower, and his speed differential is good, which is why I think He will be able to stay that way if he chooses. His sinker is 94, while his slider is 85. So that sets up as a mix of a slider sinker that would make him a left-handed specialist and one that could really get left-handers out. So we'll see, and we'll see if he's ready to go for 2023. But Victor Gonzalez, we've seen another left-hander in the organization that can get major league outs. He can be, like I said earlier, anywhere from really, really good to good, just depending on, you know, the situation and the matchups that are given to him. So Victor Gonzalez is another young man that the Dodgers, hopefully he gets healthy. Hopefully this is the bounce back year for him. Kind of like Caleb Ferguson, he didn't throw nearly the amount of innings at all with AAA Oklahoma City that Ferguson did. So hopefully 2023 can be a bounce back for him, and the Dodgers can rely on him being a left-handed arm out of their bullpen. So those are the guys on the 40-man roster. Those are the guys that are most likely going to help Los Angeles next year coming out of the bullpen that are left-handed. Logan Salo is the only left-hander on the Oklahoma City roster, period. I mean, so when you look at how the Dodgers have shed, you know, they've shed to the point to where Logan Salo is the only left-handed pitcher on the Oklahoma City Dodgers roster, and he fought injury. He's another one of those guys that fought injury as well all of 2022, and he threw only three innings. So Logan Salo might be a guy that you know, of course, he's not on the 40-man right now. You'd have to put him on there. So maybe he's the next guy that could help other than the guys I've already talked about. But again, he is the only left-hander on the AAA Oklahoma City roster. The next crop of lefties are in AA. I'm going to talk about them a little bit, but most of them jumped from High A Great Lakes to AA. The only two that didn't were both starters, Alec Gamboa and John Rooney. Alec Gamboa and John Rooney would be the two guys that would have the most experience and would probably be the closest to the major league level. So we'll see what happens there. But again, they spent all of 2022 in AA Tulsa. So that would be a big jump to say that those two, and especially being starting pitchers. And I think it went, you know, Kershaw, I think he's not on the 40-man yet because he hasn't officially signed. But all indications are that it's all about a formality at this point. So you'd have Kershaw, Urias, you would have Gonsolin and May, and then the four guys, the four top rookies with Pepio Grove, and then Bobby Miller and Gavin Stone to fill that fifth spot. And even if you wanted to go a six-man rotation, I think one of those four or two of those four would take the fifth and sixth spot. So it would be a long shot for Alec Gamboa and or John Rooney to reach the major league level and help the Dodgers from that perspective next year. But you never know. Both very talented. Alec Gamboa was an all-state wrestler, very tough, good pitcher. John Rooney has the best pickoff move in all of baseball. I believe he had something like 13 pickoffs, and I think he's led all of baseball in pickoffs in the last 2 years going. So those would be the two guys that would be the closest. And Lyle Lockhart Jr. is another left-handed starter that finished in Tulsa. He jumped from High A Great Lakes somewhere about halfway through last year, and he went to Houston out of high school. He pitched there for a while, then transferred to Arkansas. He was the number one Friday night starter for Arkansas his last year, so very talented. But again, he started last year in High A Great Lakes, so to think that a guy could go from High A Great Lakes to AA halfway through last year and then jump another level and a half next year to get to the major leagues, I think that's a long shot. Of course, we've seen Gavin Stone jump like that, and I think Gavin Stone's ETA is next year with LA, but again, that would be a long shot for Lyle Lockhart Jr., I do believe. So other guys, relief pitchers that ended their season in Tulsa, Jeff Belich, who literally just made it to Tulsa in September for their playoff series with Wichita, then Jake Cantleberry, who got moved up to Tulsa towards the end of last year, and Jose Hernandez, who got moved up to Tulsa in June, who hit 99, I don't want to say consistently, but he hit 99 on a regular basis last year, 99 miles an hour. And when he got moved up to AA Tulsa, he was saves leader in the Midwest League for the Loons. Jose Hernandez is very, very talented, but again, just got moved up to AA in June. So to say that you're going to go from AA in June all the way to the major league level, it's possible. I don't want to say it's not possible, but I think for any kind of, you know, if you, I think it's probably a long shot for any kind of extended duty for a guy like Jose Hernandez at the major league level for the Dodgers. So there are all the left-handers that the Dodgers have available that could help them for 2023. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm glad that you tuned in to Dodgers Daily and with our show today about all the left-handers that are available in the Dodgers organization for 2023. And I also hope that you tune in to our next edition of Dodgers Daily. I also hope that you visit DodgersDaily.net or visit Dodgers Daily on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. I also hope that you become a subscriber to the Dodgers Daily podcast on your podcast streaming service of your choice. Just one more reminder, if you like this video and if you like this kind of content, click that like button, leave a comment, tell all your friends about Dodgers Daily, and share this video so Dodgers Daily can keep growing and we can keep providing you content like this in the future. As always, thanks for tuning in and go Dodgers!